Hey, you guys, welcome back to the All For God Soul Deo Gloria podcast. Take something. I don't really know what take it is.
About 17.
About 17 is probably right. We have been trying to decide what we're going to do for our topic for this bonus episode. And the little background noise you're hearing is because we're in the car. And I'm with my dad right now. And we are going to be covering a bonus topic. Anything you want to tell them a little bit about yourself before we get started?
Well, I was known as Chloe's dad since she was born when I was coaching in Ohio. I am a teacher, and I have my master's in counseling, and I've been married 15 years and have three beautiful daughters. And I'm also a high school varsity basketball coach, so I work with teens and youngsters pretty much every day.
All right, thank you. So today, we are going to be talking about transparency and being real about yourself and who you are.
Yeah, I think that's a heavy topic, and I think it's a very difficult topic, especially for teenagers, because I think it's difficult for adults to be transparent and real, especially in the church, because I think a lot of times there's a lot of feelings that you have to be perfect when you're a Christian, that you have to live up to a certain standard, that you have to be without fault. And I think that's very, very difficult for youngsters to live up to, especially in the sports community where you have opportunity to fail, and you fail a lot, and everyone fails, and it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes. Our God is a loving and forgiving God. And I think a unique thing for me is I was not a Christian when I was a teenager. I did not get saved until my my freshman year of college is around when I got saved. And so my perspective is a little different as a teenager, because I was aware of God. I grew up going to Catholic school and going to Catholic church, but I didn't have a personal relationship with Jesus. I didn't understand that at all. To be quite blunt, I was afraid of God. I kind of thought of him as a genie that I would just kind of pray, and my prayers were, you know, can I get this or not get caught doing this, and keep me out of trouble and things like that. So I think that's kind of where I'm at on that. But I think transparency is a huge, huge thing, because when we are transparent and we are real with others, it allows us a freedom to be who we really are and to be who we are in Christ, rather than try to live up to other people's expectations. And a lot of times we put our hope in other people instead of putting our hope in Jesus.
Yeah, that's very true. I feel like a lot of teens nowadays, they start putting everything they do into trying to be like some singer, some model, some athlete, some successful business person. And a lot of times those people that they do look up to and they try to be like are not Christians. To be honest, they do a lot of bad things, and we all do bad things, but they take it to a whole nother level, and they're not Christians, and they don't try to do what they do for God. And people try to do whatever they do based on what that person does, instead of trying to do what they do based on what the Bible says we should do and being real through Jesus.
Yeah, I think everyone's born with a emptiness inside of them. They have a search and they need a completion, and so people find different avenues to complete that filling. And so they might look to relationships that are not very godly and not very healthy. They might look to drugs and different things like that, or maybe it's social media likes that, you know, that's what they try to fill themselves up with, and it gives you a temporary feeling of completeness and wholeness and satisfaction, but then you always kind of end up with an emptiness inside and just a feeling of, you know, hurt and disappointment. And I think the reason we even came onto the transparency topic is we were kind of goofing around starting off this episode, and we were just being silly and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, so many times you listen to songs and they're cut and they're made to be perfect. You look at social media posts, you don't see, I mean, look at you. You don't put on your bricks that you shoot or your turnovers.
No.
Like, nobody wants to look at your turnovers and say, oh, look, I made this mistake. But they're there. There's mistakes you make when you play in a game. You make mistakes. I know as a coach, I make mistakes. And it's a difficult situation. But when you learn from those mistakes, it allows you to grow. And having someone in your life that you can be completely open and honest gives you a freedom to be able to be more yourself. And then you're not so much worried about what everybody else is thinking all the time, which I know is very, very difficult. It's easy to say that, but you have those feelings that, you know, you don't, maybe you don't want to disappoint your parents. Maybe you don't want to let one of your friends down. You want to be seen a certain way, and so you try to act that way. Or you're put in a certain role, and you want to stay in that role so that you're accepted by your group of peers. But a lot of times, if your peers won't accept who you are, they're not necessarily really your friends in the first place. And that's what's kind of hard, is sometimes that we have to let go some of our friends to move on to find people more like-minded. And that doesn't mean that you just separate yourself from everyone, that you just completely self-isolate, because that's not healthy either. But you just learn to live with people and learn that your acceptance is through Christ, not through what other people think.
Yeah, and you're saying a lot about, you know, what you're doing about when you're with your peers and stuff, and if they're doing stuff or you're not around peers that necessarily are like you and you have to act a certain way to fit in with them. What would be your advice on how to deal with the situation that someone is your peer and they don't, you have to act differently for them to accept you? What would you do?
I think it's important that you just are yourself. I can remember back in college that I was on this flag football team that we would play, an intramural team. I had just quit playing for the college team that I was on and was just with some friends, and I still like to play football, and we were hanging out and stuff. And I remember my one friend, he was into drugs and making some bad choices and stuff, and I didn't really even know him that well. He just lived down the hall from me, and I had just come back from a Christian conference, and I was full of the Holy Spirit, and I was just happy as could be and just laughing and giggling, and just nothing could upset me. And I remember him telling me he thought I was a little bit weird, and then he started asking questions, and he started, you know, asking more and more and more. And next thing you know, about a month later, he came to know Christ. He completely changed his life. He's on his worship team at his church. He actually married someone that was a pretty good friend of mine, that was big into the church, and you know, they're a happy couple now with a couple of kids of themselves. But it all became because I was just letting God come through me, and I wasn't trying to adapt or try to be what they wanted me to be. I was being who God made me to be.
Wow, that's really good. That's what a lot of people struggle with, is like just letting the Holy Spirit flow through you and being open about being a Christian, being open about being real and being sincere about everything you do, just being yourself in all situations.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I remember back in high school that I had a Christian friend that would listen to Christian music on the radio station with his parents, and I would kind of make fun of him a little bit about it, and because I didn't understand. And then he ended up actually being my college roommate my first year of college, and he's one of the ones that, you know, I would be up late once I started searching for God, and I'd be asking him questions, and he'd be answering me out of the Bible and telling me things, and that, you know, really sunk home and really helped with my journey to Christ. And so, I mean, being real and not being ashamed that, you know, if you listen to Christian music, listen to the Christian music. Don't be afraid. You don't have to try to put on, you know, different kinds of music to appease other people. They might make fun of you about the music choices, but in the long term, you're planting seeds that are going to eventually come to growth. And it's not your job to turn people to see Jesus. It's your job just to be a witness for him, that, you know, we are the ones that are being a light for him, not just being trying to think that it's our job. We're not the ones that change them. It's a thing through the Holy Spirit that changes people's hearts.
Yep.
And I think a lot of times we put too much pressure on ourselves about those things. But in the same sense, you don't want to be beating them over the head with the Bible and trying to cram it down their throat. You just want to be, you know, you just want to show your actions. I know once I was told, like, you know, somebody might not read the Bible, but they're going to read you, and so they can see how you are. And sometimes that gets misconstrued into thinking that you have to be perfect. I think the biggest testimony, the biggest witness is when people see that you're not perfect, but you want help, and that you can get help, and that you can accept that you're not perfect. When you try to put off a front that you're perfect, it turns people away. Because everybody knows that no one's perfect. The only perfect person ever was Jesus Christ. And when you try to pretend like you never make a mistake or you're perfect, it rubs people really the wrong way.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, they want to pretend like they are perfect. They want other people to think that they don't do anything wrong. And a lot of times, it does come off the wrong way. Because while they're trying to act like they're all perfect and putting other people down, then other people start getting agitated and being like, just leave me alone, you know, like, and then they get confused, like, I'm trying to make people think I'm perfect, and then they don't like me, you know what I mean, like.
Yeah, and I think it's also important to realize that you don't have all the answers all the time, and it's okay not to have all the answers, and I think people respect that when you don't try to come up with an answer, when you don't know the answer, you just say, I really don't know, but, you know, maybe I could ask someone else that, you know, has a little more knowledge on the subject that can help me. And I think that's a big thing.
Yeah. And this has been a really good talk on being real and being transparent in everything we do. And before we conclude it, is there anything else you want to add on to that?
You know, I just encourage everybody just to try their best to be real. Maybe open up with one person that you feel a little more comfortable with and tell them, you know, what you're struggling with, and try not to worry so much about what other people are always thinking, and maybe pray about it. Maybe ask, you know, that we can have someone that can be there for us. And maybe we can, maybe you can find a person to confide in, that you can be a little bit more real, and that you can work this out together, that you can make maybe like a promise with someone else and say, hey, you know, let's try to be more real together. Let's try to be more real around our group and our area that we influence. And let's try to, you know, live for Christ, but to be real and transparent so other people can see what it's really like to be a Christian, not to be a pretend perfect person, because we don't want to be, you know, Pharisees or Sadducees and, you know, be out there screaming prayers in front of everyone so everyone sees us doing those things. We want to just be living for Christ and doing the things like, you know, the widow that gave her last bit of money to give to God, and not for like looking to get a reward or a pat on the back about saying, hey, look what I did for somebody else. Just do it just because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. That's really good. Thank you so much for joining us today. Yeah, this has been really good, and we'll definitely have to do a couple more of these for sure. We have lots more topics to cover, and we'll definitely be releasing loads more of these, so get ready for those. Bye, guys.
See you guys.
Oh, and remember, in all you do, do it all for God's glory.